Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. The scriptures tell us in Proverbs 15, verse 13, that a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. The attitude of the heart has an effect on facial expressions. In the case of our passage, a merry heart makes for a cheerful countenance. Has the impact of the fullness of God's good news in our Lord Jesus Christ, of His unfailing love to us, reached our hearts to make them merry? If so, have they made their way from our hearts to our faces? We live in a world that has much pain and sorrow, a lot of heaviness and loss, mounting burdens and cares. Many are discouraged and depressed, aggravated and annoyed, upset and frustrated, defeated and irritated, disheartened, dejected and saddened, disturbed, gloomy, pessimistic, troubled, perturbed, agitated, cynical in their hearts. And it all shows all over their faces. Such need not be the case for those of us who know the Father, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5:5. Such a divine operation is even better than a merry heart. Instead of a heart that's just merry, ours is shed abroad with the love of God. We have divine love shed abroad in our hearts. These words, shed abroad, well, they also mean to pour forth. It's translated that way in the King James Bible and John 2:15, Acts 10:45, and other places. It's even translated as gushed out in Acts chapter 1, verse 18. So the love of God is poured out in our hearts. It's gushing out. Think of it. Our Father's own love for us, the happy God who loves us, is gushing out, is poured out in our hearts. We should bask in the richness of such love. And let's allow it to make its way to our countenance, to our faces. Could one truly estimate the value of a genuine, loving smile? There's a world all around us in need of such a countenance. What an effect such a divine ministry of a loving smile could have on the weary souls that we encounter. What a difference in the lives of our family, friends, and acquaintances God could make in the simple expression of His love on our faces. What a difference a loving smile could make. Now, a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Michael Card singing Sunrise of Your Smile.
Reject the worldly lie that says that life lies always up ahead. Let power go before control becomes a crust around your soul. Escape the hunger to possess and soul diminishing success. This world is full of narrow lives. I pray by grace your smile survives. For I would wander weary miles, would welcome ridicule, my child, to simply see the sunrise of your smile. To see the light behind your eyes, the happy thought that makes you fly. As I would wander weary miles, to simply see the sunrise of your smile. Your eyes so you can see your own unfinished memories. Now open them for time is brief, and you'll be blessed beyond belief. Now glance above you at the sky. There's beauty there to blind the eye. I ask all this, then wait a while to see the dawning of your smile. For I would wander weary miles, would welcome ridicule, my child, to simply see the sunrise of your smile. To see the light behind your eyes, the happy thought that makes you fly. As I would wander weary miles to simply see the sunrise of your smile.
I could see the sunrise of your smile.